lumberjacks? I mean, you're working with axes on a regular basis, but
is there slang for like who, like a term
like
for
an axe
thrower?
No, I think we go by athletes.
Yes. We've got a studio full of athletes, people in town, because if you have not heard about this, the Far Throw Tier 5 Axe Throwing Tournament is underway in the Fargo area, and you've got an opportunity to go out and see some of the best when it comes to axe throwing. Now, Amy and I have done axe throwing once.
Was it only one time that we did it together?
Unless you, together for sure.
Oh, okay.
But
okay.
I don't know
yeah,
if you
together.
Went out on that.
Maybe.
And I found that when I threw the axe, I like to yell a word to inspire myself.
Like, he did.
Friendship. Something like that. In the studio, we've got Dustin, Zach, Rander, and Josh. Welcome to Fargo-Moorhead. No one's local, right?
No.
Oh.
Okay, there we go. Let's try again.
Dustin's the only one that's local here.
Dustin's local.
Yeah.
You're a local dude, Dustin?
Used to be, yeah.
You used to be. Okay, yeah. Where do you live now?
St. Cloud.
Okay, and where are the rest of you from? Zach, where are you from?
I'm from Columbus, Ohio.
And Josh?
I'm also from Columbus, Ohio.
Okay, Rander, are you
from? I'm from Toronto.
Toronto. Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Yep.
So did you guys know each other before this? Or tell us how the axe throwing world works. I don't even know.
So I actually met Zach and Josh at Columbus, Ohio at a tournament. And our team just opened that or started that team. It's called Valkarian Steel. And I believe I was the first athlete that they picked up.
Yeah.
Okay. So you guys are all on a team.
Yeah.
You guys are all on a team. The four of you are a team.
Yes.
Still, yes.
Yes.
Wow. Okay. So you play in like, so you're not. Like single, do they have singles in axe throwing and team? Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So they have singles. They have doubles, which is called duels. And then Josh and I, we founded the Melee Championship Series. And that's a team event of at least five.
Yeah.
Five up to, and our team consists of about 16. but you can have as many as you want.
You need a deep bench.
That is a deep bench. Okay, so like, does everybody have their own specialty? And you're like, oh, we got to get one here, so we got to get
exactly.
Really,
yeah. There's a lot that goes into it because like some people there's different like Zach was saying, there's also big axe included with that. So like bigger axes that you throw, and some people obviously will be better at one thing than the other. So when we do the team versus team thing, we'll slot people where they will perform the best.
Okay, so tell me all what your like niches are. What's your thing?
Ooh, we got a pretty good accolade.
We do. I think all four of us kind of, you know, cross the board.
Let's start with you, Zach.
Okay, Zach, what's your thing?
I think my specialty would be big axe. I am the 2020 world champion, big axe world champion.
Nice.
Whoa.
Yep. He's a dog.
Go check him out on ESPN. It's a really good highlight.
Check him out on ESPN. Yeah. Zach, how do we check you out?
You can see that footage on my Instagram, Zach Crawford Official on Instagram, or... even our team page, Valkyrian Steel Axe Selling Club.
Yeah, his world championship finals. It's on YouTube, I believe, now.
It is on YouTube as well.
You can also still catch it on ESPN Plus.
You guys are like axe throwing royalty. I didn't even know what walked into the studio. This is so cool.
That's just Zach. That's just Zach.
Okay. Yeah.
We got some more accolades.
Josh, you're up next.
No, that mine's not as impressive, but I was the 2021 Big Axe runner up for the world.
Nice.
This team is stacked.
Yeah.
Nice.
Okay, and so like big axe is your thing. Rander, what's your thing?
Well, I'm actually 2020 international champion as well. I personally love my big axe, but my hatchet recently has been a lot better. So I think both of them together combined, they're pretty strong right now.
So when you play tournaments, and Dustin, okay, wait, we can't forget about Dustin. What's your specialty? What's your thing, or what do you like best?
That's a good question. I like growing our sport, and you know, we own multiple venues. We do a lot of mobile events, and the business side of things.
Just getting this to be more. You're right, because I mean, I will admit that I think JJ and I are both like a little naive to this world, but what you're doing is so crucial to, you know, make everybody more aware. Yeah, make it a legit sport that everybody knows about.
Well, I think it's what interests me the most is you can step up without any previous axe throwing experience and have a great evening,
100%.
Right? Like it's a team building thing. And then if you find out, man, I'm really nailing it.
Yeah.
Then you think, maybe I should go pro.
I'm gonna join a league.
Right, yeah. There you go. Yeah. I should join a league. That's, there you go.
That's how it all started. Josh and I, we've we've known each other for almost 20 years. We grew up together, and we started axoing together. We just randomly went one time, and the owner was like, you guys should try a league. We ended up taking like second place in the league. And then a world axe throwing tournament came to Columbus, and we got to meet all the people, meet the owner. And then we were kind of just hooked from there. And, you know, 4 years later, you know, world championships and many tournaments.
That's many, so many cool, tournaments. You guys.
Many friends made, connections.
Yeah. Very like inclusivity. There's family. A lot of friends going on.
But I mean, like, look at the four of us. We all look different.
Yeah, I'm from Toronto, so that's a sign.
I got no business to be in North Dakota. But you know, here I am for an axe throwing tournament, and that's what axe throwing is. It's a great community. Yeah. Everyone's welcome, and you know, we just have a blast.
Have you ever been injured?
Yeah. this guy. I
mean, like,
this
guy.
I pointed at Josh.
He can't feel his finger anymore.
Prone.
Yeah, so I lost mobility in the tip of my finger, actually, because I severed the tendons in it on accident. A lot of stitches.
Oh, no.
Man, I didn't even know that.
But you're back. Yeah. You're still doing it.
It ends up breaking to his favor, too, because the way he throws is it has something to do with it.
Yeah, I can't, like, wrap my finger around the axe. So
We won that tournament that day.
Yeah, the next day.
Yeah.
I was like, my finger was wrapped up. I had stitches from top to the bottom of my hand.
You just
got to
do it for Josh.
Do it for Zach.
Get this injury, and then you come back and win the tournament the next day?
Yeah,
basically. Holy cow. I mean, I would assume that, like, injuries feel inevitable at some point. It's just let's be as careful as possible.
Yeah, exactly.
The sport in itself, you're not really going to get injured at all.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You know, if you do something that you're not supposed to be doing, like handling the blade without a sheath on it, then you'll probably injure yourself. But everybody, all the professionals, anybody who even throws, goes to walk into just a business for one day, you're not going to get hurt.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
Mostly filing, really.
We've thrown over 3 million axes in our locations in a mobile. 3 million axes thrown, not even a splinter.
Wow. So, I mean, if JJ can go and do it accident-free, then
100%. I can make an evening of it, and anyone can.
Yeah.
There's a question in our text club, which is a good question. Do you have the equivalent of a ladies' tee for throwing? So are there females who partake in axe throwing at all?
Oh, yeah.
There's no women's league. You know, it's 12 feet.
Yeah.
That's all it is. You can.
And so, like, so you could have a team that's two women and two men. You could have duels, like husband and wife, if they really got into it.
Yeah, there's plenty out there, and they're pretty darn good, these two, you know.
Yeah, Nikki and Dustin.
Nikki and Dustin are, you know, probably one of the top teams.
Look at how humble he is over there.
Some days.
Nikki carries.
Yeah, for sure.
Nikki carries me.
Let's also quick talk about this, too, because this is taking place in Fargo right now. People can go. Today you're at Fargo Billiards and Gastro Pub.
After we leave, we're going to get in the limo and the U.S. excursion and get over there.
Yeah, 2:00 is... Yeah, we do.
Yeah,
we do.
I totally want to ride. Let's just abandon this show.
You guys are definitely invited.
We'll take it on the road.
2:00, Big Axe begins. 6:00, duels begin. And then on Saturday at the Gastropub again, hatchet throwing begins at 9 a.m., far throw tournament at 6 p.m. And then on Sunday, the televised finals. This is major. That's at Broadway Square in downtown
Fargo. You
want
to stick around for just a minute? More? Yeah. Just
absolutely.
A minute more? Okay.
Are we allowed to?
Yeah,
can
absolutely.
Can we stay all day?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you can.
Yeah, we're having a
good great.
I don't see any axes in your hand, so you don't see
any. Oh, we brought one. If you want to take a look at it. We brought a couple. Yeah.
This is It Takes Two. Amy Eiler, JJ Gordon here until 2:00 on KFGO. It Takes Two, Amy Eiler, JJ Gordon here on the Mighty 790 KFGO. There is some elite axe throwing going on in our town this weekend, and we wanted to tell you guys all about it. Let's go over first, if people want to check out what's happening this weekend, who wants to give like the details? Dustin, you want to give the details of where everything is happening and where people can go to check it out?
Absolutely. So Fargo Gastropub Billiards, is it Fargo Billiards Gastropub?
Sure. You'll get there.
It's fine.
So out back, they got a lot of space, and if you can throw a ball, you can throw an axe. Just throw it as far as you can. You might hit the target and set a world record.
There you go.
I love that.
That's to get the public involved. If you're not you're new to the sport and you haven't played before, you can go throw a piece of steel as far as you can.
Yeah, sure.
Anybody can do it too, right?
You don't anybody sign can
up.
Do it.
There's no sign-ups. You can just show up and do it.
Show up.
Well, they got to, you know, we'll do the whole waiver thing and sure. and stuff. But, yeah, we want to get the public involved in that because I want to see someone set a world record.
That'd be awesome. Me too. What is the record
it's
now?
It's 90 feet. And I just goofing around one day, I got 86 feet. And I was like, that got to be a world record.
There's someone listening in a combine feet. Right now who says, like, I could throw it that far.
I know. I can't. There is actually no official in the Guinness Book of World Records. There's no official world record. So the Guinness Book of World Records is actually coming here next year.
Really?
We got them officially booked for next year. So this is kind of getting people involved practice. This will be a regular thing.
I love it. Yeah. That's awesome. Okay, and if people want to find you, I know you've got a great following on social media, Far Throw, without the W, so F-A-R-T-H-R-O. You can find all the information. They're going to be at the Gastro Pub today and tomorrow on Sunday, the big day, 9 a.m., the televised finals at Broadway Square. You guys, I don't know what to say. It's not break a leg. I guess it's, you know, break a board for you guys.
Break a board.
Hit a bull.
Hit a bull. Thanks, guys, for being here. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having us.